speaking usually of a man, of the entire man. He's a stout man.
That would mean that, though.
Well, of course, it could mean that, too, but I would say in my first declaration was right. If a fellow really had strength, I'd say he was strong.
Would there be such a thing as a stout woman?
Oh, yes.
She'd be strong, too?
No, she'd be rather heavy, probably.
Isn't that an interesting distinction?
Yes.
But you do the same thing most people do.
Yes, I suppose.
It's funny how words are. Well, you have a way of referring to, a very old lady who gets around very well and say, my, isn't she, referring to her ability to...
Yeah,
control.
I know, but I don't say she's supple, but I might say that, for want of a better term, she's nimble.
You ever say spry?
Yes, I'd probably say spry, too, but I couldn't think of it at the time.
Lively?
No, I don't think I'd use that so much.
Quite lively?
Unless she was, somewhat of a cut-up. I think lively would be more of her disposition.
Mm-hmm. You wouldn't call her pert?
No, I never use that term.
And if somebody asks you, let's go take a walk in the cemetery at midnight, and you say, no, I don't want to do that. I'm
afraid.
And would you ever use the construction... didn't used to be. I didn't used to be afraid.
Well, one of the fellas probably just about all played out, what I mean is he's tired mentally. I might use an expression like that because I didn't want to think what was the proper thing to say.
Uh-huh.
But I wouldn't say that was very...
You wouldn't use your spot more. Okay. And a person who is very sloppy in his work, he does a poor job of it, and he's a very, with his work, he's very...
Well, I mean, careless, of course, careless would be probably the proper term, but we use a sloppy worker.
All right, how about the meaning of, another word meaning strange or unusual? Strange things are happening. It seems mighty strange. It seems mighty unusual. It seems mighty... You say... queer? Would you use queer for me?
Well, I don't think queer... I don't hear the word queer used too much.
Does it mean about the same thing around here, do you think?
Yes, I would
strange,
say.
Unusual,
yes.
But it doesn't use much.
Of course, we have an expression... Now, this is a kind of off the color, too. We call a fellow a queer. He's a...
homosexual?
Homosexual, yeah.
That's pretty common anymore. I suspect that's why we don't use that word in strange, unusual sense. Well, did your wife ever say, when you don't agree with her, or would you say, if she doesn't agree with you, don't be so what? She...
Well, you don't mean stubborn, do you?
Yeah, something like that. Is that what you'd say, stubborn?
Well...
Or...
I'm trying to think of a better...
Obstinate, let's see.
No, that's... well...
Bullheaded?
Yeah, if there was a... Yes, I might use that expression.
Not pig-headed, though.
No. I don't think we use that term very much, pig-headed.
Set or sod?
Yeah, don't. Well...
Set in ways? Is that your
way? Yes, we speak of people being set in their ways. Especially if it's hard to change any of their practices or ideas.
Okay. A person who's very easily offended might be a very...
Thin-skinned?
Would you ever say touchy?
Well, yeah, but I don't think you hear that too much.